Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm absolutely delighted to have with me Nina Vakoyan, a former psychologist and spiritual teacher with 20 years of experience. She herself went through a spontaneous enlightenment and acquired spiritual knowledge that profoundly changed her life and work. And since then, her mission has been to spread the message of meta spirituality and share it with millions of people. Nina's been described as the modern female Buddha, which says all you need to know about this amazing lady. Okay, well, let's get right to it. Enough of me, Nina. It is fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored. It's a pleasure, as usual, to talk to you. So well, I'm super excited.
Yes, likewise. So tell the listeners, the only set question I have, the listeners, about your trajectory through to your spiritual transformation and then the development of meta-spirituality.
Yeah, you know, it was a lifelong trajectory because as long as I remember myself, I was always interested in all sorts of spiritual things. And I started meditating when I was 11. And it's, you know, my mom was into spirituality and psychology and astrology and all kind of metaphysical things. So I think I kind of inherited it. And then I had it all my life too. And that led me to study psychology myself. I graduated in psychology. But then naturally, my interests kind of widened and I started getting interested in like more of metaphysical things like meditation and esoterics and you name it. So I started with teaching yoga after I graduated psychology, funny enough, and I was very successful in it. I appeared on the cover of Yoga Journal Russia twice, and I wrote a book. It's like a 400-page encyclopedia on yoga poses and how you work with intention and attention during yoga practice. So that was a big part of my kind of spiritual development because yoga taught me a lot about focus and, you know, internal mechanics of everything. Then I was teaching meditation and then I was teaching all sorts of mindfulness. But in 2016, I experienced the most profound spiritual transformation, a spiritual awakening, I call it. And the information that I so-called downloaded from our higher self, from the universe, whatever we call it, it was in complete opposition to everything I believed in before, because before I believed in the concept of the common concepts of past lives and reincarnation and individual souls and all sorts of spiritual common beliefs. And I was in shock and in a lot of in resistance to this new revelation. But that was such a unified understanding that I couldn't fight it, even though I wanted to, because it contradicted everything I believed in and taught to my students for many years. But I had no other choice than to accept it, because for me, it was finally like all the puzzle pieces of the knowledge that I was collecting during my whole life finally come together in one coherent understanding, and I just couldn't fight it. So, starting from 2016, I established this meta spirituality, a spiritual teaching, even though I don't like this word particularly, or movement or tradition, whatever we call it. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm still spreading this message of meta spirituality. Yeah.
Great, wonderful. A question for you. What prompted the spiritual transformation in you? Was it just out of the
Yeah.
blue, or, in looking
Yeah.
back, how do you see, what happened there?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because we usually believe that there must be something that prompts our awakening, like maybe it's a very intense spiritual practice or some substances you take or whatever it is, which I never tried that, so I can't tell, but usually that's what people do in order to get those enlightenment or glimpses of enlightenment. So what I believe was the reason for my awakening is, first of all, is the super strong internal desire to know the truth regardless of anything. So it was basically the choice to know. And I believe awakening is a choice. It's not like a given from some separate force, and we can just guess whether it will ever come to us or not, and hope and pray and whatever. I feel like it's a choice. It's this internal readiness and braveness to know the truth regardless of anything. And then also I stopped practicing and doing yoga and doing any meditation like a year and a half before that event, because I was practicing yoga and meditation and all sorts of spiritual practices all my life before that, and I didn't really see results. And of course, I believe that it's very beneficial for a modern human being. It's releasing stress. It's helping us for sure, psychologically speaking. But what it failed to accomplish in my case is that I felt like nothing is actually changing in me. I just gain more and more knowledge. I'm more and more skillful in my yoga practice and in my even meditation. But while I'm in meditation, I am feeling great the moment I'm stepping out of meditation space or a yoga mat, and I am back to my old self because my core identity is still there. My ego mind was still there, and nothing could fix it. So I got kind of disappointed in my spiritual practice after decades of doing it, and I stopped. I quit, and I started just living an ordinary life, just, walking, eating, sleeping, having relationships. But this internal desire to know the truth, this choice, I want to know, it was still there. And one day, out of the blue, it was a very spontaneous awakening, but there was one ingredient to it. I asked myself a question: what is love? I don't know where it come from. I don't know. It was just suddenly there, and I started contemplating on this. Like, what is love? What is truly? Is it some biological instinct? Is it some metaphysical thing? Is it energy? And I deeply and truly wanted to know. And I kind of posed this question deeply within myself. And I was not preoccupied with other practices, concepts, ideas. I kind of emptied my mind, being disappointed with everything. I kind of gave up looking for external fixes. But I just had this very important question at a proper timing, and the answer came to me, but it came to me not in words, but in a state of being. And I was love, and I realized that. And it was this instantaneous revelation who I truly am, who we all truly are, that we are God, the source, creator, whatever we call it, which is love and which is unity. They are all synonyms. So yeah, I just experienced it, and then the information started pouring down, and I started writing everything down, and I was sitting in my house for like a week, couldn't really eat, couldn't really sleep. I was just downloading all this.
Well, yeah, it's amazing that these things can happen. I mean, obviously, you're immersed in this, so your story, in some ways, isn't, I'm sure, is untypical. However, I think there are moments where the door opens to a different perception, and I'm not sure that most people get it. I mean, this happened to me. I've done a little meditating in the past and so forth, and a couple of weeks ago, I had a kind of a sort of light nap, and I woke up and I was really in the state of, oh my gosh, I was the outside world and all the in, even the ins, all the thoughts were just removed. And I was just sitting there in my being. And it was an incredible feeling. It lasted, I've had moments like that that have lasted a few seconds. This lasted 3 hours, which was really amazing to me. And, you know, I'm sure at other times I would have dismissed it like, oh, well, you know, I got to get to work, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. And it wasn't that I was inactive during that period. My mindset was in a different place altogether. And it is interesting that those moments happen. I think the question is, do you recognize them?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And obviously you did recognize it, and then, as you say, wrote down the implications and the thoughts that flowed from that experience. So what did you realize in terms of idea?
It was an interesting experience because it was so overwhelming. It felt like a huge dissociation from my ego mind and being everything at once. And it was even difficult to think and ask questions in that state. But some remnant of my mind still existed, and it was very hungry for knowledge. So it was this battle between the remnants of my ego self at that moment and me being like everything that just knows and doesn't have any questions. It just has all the answers, but no questions. So, but with each day, because this experience lasted for like a week, with each day it was gradually lesser and lesser, becoming lesser and lesser. Kind of like I was getting more and more into my ego mind, my natural self, but still being simultaneously that everythingness. So it was this duality recognized in me, and I started like asking those not it's not even a question that I would ask. It's an understanding that would come about different aspects of life, and like revelations one after another. It's like you wh where wherever you put your internal mental gaze towards like this life aspect of this, you just even turn towards like, oh, relationships or like money or something, and then suddenly you see everything clear, and like everything is like, of course, this is exactly what it, you know. So there were no even like questions, but it's this attention directed towards a specific like aspect of life, and then you kind of know everything. I know it sounds really, really like cocky, right? But like, and you know everything. But it was not knowing from my mind. In fact, my mind was actually in shock and like in resistance to many things that got revealed. I was like, no way, can be true. But then this understanding of yes, this is the truth. That's why I called my book and my main program, where I kind of put all this knowledge into, I called it The Last Truth, which is a very bold and kind of strong title, but this is how it felt. It did feel like the last truth, which is a unified truth for all of us, the understanding of who we truly are, regardless of our spiritual beliefs, religions, our race, our age, anything. So.
Yeah, so what an amazing experience that was for you.
And
Incredible.
you know, Howard, actually very dangerous, as I understand, for the mind to process, and that's why so many people do not experience that, because not many minds will be ready without going completely crazy and losing their identity. And
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, and I liked your metaphor there with dissociation. I think that is actually a good one. And, you know, I've in my clinical career, you know, I've treated a lot of people with dissociative disorders, even some with severe, you know, multiple personalities. And yes, that is a frightening experience to suddenly experience things in a way you hadn't experienced them before. It's like, where am I? I'm a different person. And to have the courage to say, well, wait a minute, let me just experience this and process it gradually. Yeah, was a great decision, clearly, on your part. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk about the development then from all of this experience and these ideas. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You today. I'm delighted to have on the show Nina Vakoyan talking about, in this first section, she was talking about her spiritual experience that really changed her perception of many things, life itself. And so you had this great experience. What was the manifestation of that? What were the key things that changed for you?
You know, everything changed. There's nothing that didn't change at all. My relationships, my relationship with money, my relationship with myself, my self-esteem, my relationship with people. Because when you see everything through the eyes of unity, it is like being a newborn baby that sees everything for the first time, because everything is so different in your perception from how it was before. So you look at something or someone and you see them like it's for the first time. So my relationship, for example, I was already 33 years old when this experience happened. Prior to that, for many years, I had very turbulent relationships, personal relationships, love relationships. I was married once and divorced in a year. I was engaged twice on top of that. Didn't happen. I had a lot of relationships. Nothing really worked. And I already kind of started to come to a conclusion that maybe I'm not meant to be in a relationship. It was always such a dramatic and traumatic experience. But in 2 weeks, 2 weeks after I received this new knowledge, new eyes, as I say, I met my future husband, who we are married together with for 8 years now. We have a six-year-old daughter. We are together. And this is the first relationship in my life that was not a lesson, but actually a blessing. It's beautiful. It's still beautiful. And so everything changed in my love relationship. Then my relationship with money, let's take this example. Prior to that, I was a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, but, sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
But I couldn't make a proper living. I couldn't, you know, make enough money. I was struggling just like any, like a regular yoga teacher, you know, or a meditation teacher, didn't make enough money. It was just, you know, this hippie lifestyle, and I couldn't sustain myself properly. Regardless of my, and a lot of people knew me in spiritual circles, but still. And I couldn't charge people more than, you know, $3 or donation, because I had this huge division in my perception that spiritual and material, they don't come together. So all of these distortions in my perception, they were eliminated kind of instantaneously. I know how miraculously this sounds, but that was actually the case. I kind of saw myself and all my distortions and all my insecurities. And the first months after this knowledge poured on me, I started making a lot of money. I made my first $10,000 in that month, first time in my life. And after that, I just grew my business to seven figures. And it's just keep expanding. And what's more important, there is no internal conflict. And I feel great. I feel that whatever I'm doing with integrity. There's no internal struggle between spiritual and material anymore. It's all united. So yes, everything's changed in every aspect of my life.
Yeah, you know, that's really incredible. I guess you did find out what the answer to the question, what is love, right? In more senses than one. And I know that a critical part of what you teach in meta spirituality is unity, right?
Yes, yes. Because the revelation that came to me, the revelation that I am love, also included this understanding that I am everyone else. Literally, okay, maybe not the right word. Like we have one shared higher self. We just have different bodies, different physical bodies. And when you perceive everything through this lens, then what happens is that you no longer start blaming other people for anything that happens in your life. You no longer start kind of putting responsibility to other people instead of taking full responsibility. So you mature really quickly when you see everything through this, I can call it a lens, but truly it's what we are without any lenses and any glasses and any distortions in our perception.
Yes.
Yet still it's important to, you know, sometimes people get this understanding of unity and then they completely give up on their individual self instead of uniting the source and the self and seeing them as one. So because when you divide and you suddenly had this glimpse of enlightenment and you're like, oh, now we are one. I'm not this body. Body is not important. Material is not important. And you're kind of completely out of touch with reality and you cannot function properly. And this is not maturity. This is just being in some cloud nine and residing there.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, and I know that your movement has really attracted many followers, and you have a lot of things to offer, which we'll get to later. When you first introduced this and started publicly talking about it, what was the reaction that you got? I'm sure there was a variety of reactions.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Thank you for this, actually, because when I just got this and I didn't even know yet how to fully convey this message, but the truth hit me so hard that I was, I think, a little bit more radical in my conveying this message than I should have been. So I was like, no, this is the truth. This is how it is. And of course, because we are one with external world, we just receive this reflection of our radicalism and people would oppose. So I would actually say that there were a lot of people who were immediately like, oh my God, this is what I was waiting for all my life. This is exactly how I felt, but couldn't actually realize. So they truly understood me. But there was another camp that would be like, this is too radical. This completely contradicts everything that any spiritual ancient text says to us, and so on and so forth. But then as I progressed in conveying this message, in kind of picking the right words to explain it, things started shifting. And now I don't think that I have a lot of, like, you know, opposition going on. And there are a lot of people who are very happy. And the course and the program that I offer, we have like hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from people, and already thousands of people went through this material. So at this point, everything is going smoothly, and I love how it is now.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's fantastic. And of course, one of the emphases that comes from this enlightenment of yours is that we shouldn't look to external sources. We need to look internally.
Yes, right? Exactly. It's like we can use anything, but we should not forget what the source is, where it all comes from, and we shouldn't try to fix things on the outside without first realizing that this is us creating it. As radical as it sounds, but if we only try to fix things on the outside without remembering that we are the creators of this reality, then it's going to be a struggle and it will cost us a lot. So
yeah,
it doesn't say, though, that external completely doesn't matter and you shouldn't do any actions, right? This is another mind trap that many people get into. Oh, if I'm the creator, I can just sit on my couch and completely avoid any action in external world, and I just retreat and I just sit there. And again, this is not external and internal are one and the same. So we should unite it and we should interact with these two worlds, seemingly two worlds, simultaneously at once.
And I think one of the things that this does is it really enhances people's, or should, their sense of responsibility.
Exactly. This is the article that you wrote. Mm-hmm. It was a great article. Thank you for that and for the mention. I loved it.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the biggest defense mechanisms of human beings is to deny they had any responsibility for anything, or certainly yes, things that didn't work out right. And that just doesn't work. I mean, it's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, it is truly, right? Because if we don't have any, if we don't take any responsibility, then we cannot do anything to change this world and ourselves. And we are just a passive observer, and that's it. But life kind of happens with us, and we simply react to whatever comes, and we are not actually participating in life. We're not fulfilling our true mission of the creator.
Yes, and that, you know, I've taken that notion, you know, really to this show, The Miracle Within You, in a sense that I personally believe that when we're talking about, well, all sorts of things, but let's just focus on health, you have to not just take responsibility, but you have to be emboldened. You have to be emotionally engaged. You have to be fired up and energized. Otherwise, it's just an idea. And it's not going to work.
Exactly.
And on this show, we've had many stories of people who were given fatal diagnoses, and all of them didn't die, they thrived. And the one thing they had in common was, no, I'm not. I'm not going to die. Right?
Yeah.
I've got this. I'm taking responsibility. And that energy is really critical. And it's severely missing in many things that we do.
Yeah. I
100%
agree.
So what are the other, I'm sure there are many other aspects of the meta-spirituality, taking on the responsibility of creator that you talk about or stress in your programs?
Yeah, it's, for example, we already touched upon this a little bit, spiritual practices. Yeah, let's take spiritual practices. Many people equate spirituality with spiritual practices, and they feel like, okay, I did my spiritual thing today, my practice, so I check the box in my mind. It means I'm progressing on my spiritual path. I can continue with my life. And so this equation, spirituality and spiritual practices, it's not correct in my personal opinion. So also the reliance on spiritual intermediaries like affirmations, meditations, visualizations, again, I'm not against them. I'm only talking about the fact that if we forget or don't know yet who we are, and we heavily rely on them as the source of the change in our reality, then we will never realize and activate our own true power, right? If we always have this cane, we will never be able to learn to walk on our own feet. It's, again, it's not that they are bad, and they're very helpful, especially for the beginners. But then, like a cane, you need to throw it away at some point. Otherwise, you are dependent and you will never learn to walk on your own feet. Just like with healing, with learning how to walk, for example, after some surgery or whatever, right?
This
is responsibility. Saying, okay, it's on me, not on any practice, tool, or meditation.
Right. Excellent point. We'll take a quick break for this commercial, and then we'll be right back to follow up this particular thread. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to have with me Nina Vaquin, who has been talking about her spiritual experiences and the development of her program, Meta Spirituality, which we'll hear more about towards the end when she can give you information about that. We were just talking about the importance of responsibility and engagement. And I agree with you. You know, people say, oh, yeah, I did my 10 minutes meditation today. You know, check it off the list. Well, duh. I mean, okay, as a beginner, I understand you have to start somewhere. But if that's all it is, something to do and check it, if it's not actually changing your perception or your ability to step back or be mindful, then it's just a to-do check. It's not real.
Yes, you can be in that loop for decades and nothing truly gonna change, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So
that what happened to me. That what happened to me. And then at some point I realized that and I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, yes. And it didn't happen by chance either, I don't think. I mean, clearly everything that you had experienced led up to that moment, I would guess, right? How do you see that?
You mean, can you rephrase the question?
Yes, what I mean is, you know, given all your past experience prior to that moment, I think that was all building up to that.
I see. Yeah, and yes and no. It's both, right?
Yes,
it's like I could say I wasted a lot of time because I was so attached to those practices. And I had this illusion of spiritual progress. And that's why I stayed with them for so long. And only when I stopped doing all of that and emptied my mind from that and realized that nothing externally can help me, no help is coming, no practice, no magic pill can do anything for me. When I got that upset and gave everything up and stopped doing any practice, I recovered. And in a few months, this thing kind of, the internal knowing that lives deep within our heart just blossomed to the surface. If I were to continue my practice, maybe it wouldn't have come, or maybe it would. I don't know. You see, so it's both and yes and no. And you know what? I think, again, the choice, the readiness to know, that's the most important. You can achieve that while meditating, and maybe you can achieve that while never meditating at all, but walking in the park. It's not related, basically. Right. Practice is great for your daily stress management, maybe, or something else, but it's not related to actually your choice to know the truth of who you are.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing that comes up in this discussion, of course, is a favorite subject of mine, how we must get away from binary thinking.
Right.
You know, one of the human limitations, seems to me, one of the limitations of the human brain is the propensity to just think of things as either or. And that is so misleading, so simplified, and unhelpful. But, you know, as the world becomes more and more demanding and we get bombarded with more and more stuff, we become more binary. And that really is shutting your eyes to the whole picture.
Yeah.
So in your program, let's talk about your program, first of all, and let's talk about how people can, we'll have this in the show notes, but how people can find you, relate to your work, and contact you, reach out, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I actually offer this landmark program of mine now for free. That's been my big decision. Just happened last month, and I decided to actually give it for free.
Oh, my goodness.
So, wow. Yeah, right? Yeah, I truly and deeply feel with each day more and more of this mission of just spreading this knowledge. And I will be, you know, offering other services that will help me kind of maintain my living and keep working in general. like private mentorship and whatever. But this particular program, we just gives this knowledge of who we are. I decided to give it for free so we can offer this to our audience. On the website, metaspirituality.org, they can see on the main webpage, you can subscribe and receive to your inbox this program and just have it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, thank you so much. Yeah, that is so caring and loving. I really appreciate that. That's awesome. So we'll have that in the show notes too. So metaspirituality.org is where you can find Nina and her work and her programs. So that's great. And I'm sure you have people from all over the world coming to the program.
Yeah, absolutely, from all over the world. And many people who come to this program, they say that this is the last program on spirituality and self-development they will ever have, and they feel like they've come home. But you know, because a lot of people are ready now to enter this direct relationship with the source, with the creator, with their true self, and they are tired of different intermediaries they've played with for so many years, and they are searching for something, for the next step. Let's say this way, for the next step. So I am happy to offer this.
That's great. Everyone. And how long is the, how many steps and how involved is the course?
Yeah, the originally it's 17 days. You receive one lecture each day. I recommend to re-listen to each lecture at least two or three times because they're very deep. And many people say that when they re-listen to it or they read the transcript, it's like they're reading it or listening to it for the first time. There's layers and layers and layers of depth because we don't perceive immediately everything at such depths. So it's kind of opening up. But it is a 17-day program.
Yeah. And, you know, again, this emphasis on individual responsibility and power, too. I mean, I mean, it's not just about, you have to, it's your job to do this. It's about the empowerment that comes from that, right? And from the enlightenment that comes from that, too. Yes, it's very impressive, and Nina has been featured in many, many magazines. As I say, I think it was the LA Times that called you the female Buddha. How do you feel about that, by the way?
That was funny. That was, you know, whatever. It's again, our human mind likes to put names and labels and somehow define something or someone. And I mean, I take when people say like, oh, this is a complete BS, or when they say it's complete, you know, it's a new Buddha, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, truly.
Right.
It doesn't change anything.
No. And that's,
I simply cannot not be who I am and not convey this message, because this is what I've discovered. This has been my life's finding, and I just do that.
No, absolutely right. And indeed, if you were to get angry and mad at people who disagreed with you, you probably wouldn't be where you say you are, right? That's a bit egotistical. As you say, hey, people can decide what they want, right? That's up to them. Perhaps they haven't quite reached that level of enlightenment, but hopefully one day they will.
One day we all will be ready. Hopefully, that's my ambitious purpose.
Well, yes, that would be phenomenal. What would that look like if the world literally did embrace this and this was kind of the norm? This is what people thought and felt.
You know, I don't think that it's possible for everyone to simultaneously become enlightened and this world suddenly becomes, turned upside down. But what I do truly believe and envision and create collectively as happening is that with each new generation, we will become less and less biased and less distorted in our perception, and we will receive this truth that lives within our cells, within our core, whatever we call it, easier. And there will be with each new generation more and more people who are enlightened into their true nature. And gradually the world will become a different place. But there always will be somebody who is just born and in the so-called first grade of the school. And actually, that's an interesting thing. Let me actually talk about it for 1 minute, because I believe that we cannot be born enlightened. The whole purpose of being born into human form is to first anchor ourselves in this ego identity. So we do still feel individuality. Otherwise, it's impossible to live. It will become really, kind of right. Speaking as a point of a clinical psychologist, right? You probably understand it's going to be a complete disorder, right? If we can perceive everything and everyone at the same time without having our individuality. So this core, individual core, should also, must also be established first. And so when the baby is born, it needs to develop the brain. It needs to develop their ego identity. That's the first stage. It's like this circle, right? You need to first develop your ego in order to realize that you're not just your ego and become this whole circle connected and united within you. So yeah, the first part of our lives, we still need to become personalities, but then we need to awaken to the true nature of who we are. And so there always will be a phase in our lives when we don't really know who we are. But if we are raised differently by parents who are already enlightened, it will be a different path, a quicker path, less traumatic path for all of us.
Yes, yes. And that's interesting. And I was just thinking what you're saying about children and developing their ego, but what's interesting about young children is until they're conditioned, they do have a sense of unity, don't they? They don't.
They're not
biased against anything. They,
Exactly. Yeah. But what I was trying to say is that we cannot just have this unity immediately from the moment we are born, because then we have this dissociation thing.
Right.
So we need this balance. But definitely, children are more open and more like they are more loved than adults, for sure.
Yes, yes. And so finally, what is love?
It is our true nature. It is the energy we are all made of. It is what we are and what we are here to realize and express and see in everything and kind of channel from the energy state into the form in every creation of ours in this reality. Yeah, love is everything. We just don't see that.
Yes, unfortunately. Yes, that's true. But thank you. Thank you for illuminating in that for us, because I'm sure that your program and your teachings really make a big difference to people. And, you know, one of the things that we are fighting so much is we live in a time in a civilization where egotism and is so rampant, really, and it's really, we need to step away from that if we can. Yeah. And what you're doing is incredible, Nina. So
thank you. You too. What you're doing is incredible, and you are illuminating all these subjects for the world, and that's a lot.
Well, I hope so, but I can't do it without people like you. So thank you again for your time. I know it's valuable. And again, metaspirituality.org. Go check it out. Nina Vakoyan. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.